Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
So can you officially break up with somebody if you never really like were officially dating, Abby?
Yeah, that is the question. To break up or not to break up? Or does there even need to be a breakup? So one of my friends has been seeing this guy for like 6 or 7 months. And they're in this really weird position because they have been casually seeing each other for like 6 or 7 months since like December. But it's never been like, we are boyfriend and girlfriend. We are exclusively seeing each other. It's like a casual relationship that has just kind of never ended, but they've been exclusive. So it started out, he DM'd her on Instagram. He was like, hey girl, I want to take you out on a date. I'm really interested. He had a lot of romantic feelings for her. He was like, she was like, okay, I'll go out with you. We'll see how it goes. And they would go on dates kind of like they were going to pursue a committed romantic relationship. But she kind of got to the point where she was like, I like you, but not enough for you to really be my boyfriend. So they've just been in this weird middle ground to where they're not seeing anybody else, but they haven't defined their relationship.
So 6 to 7 months?
Yeah, I know.
That's a long time,
listen,
right?
I like somebody.
Yeah, right. So I just don't want to commit to you in case something better comes along, but you're good for now is really what she's kind of saying.
Yeah, essentially. I've had the conversation. I've had the lectures with her. So they've just been in this like gray area for a really long time. And so they're going to be apart for about a month and a half. They live in the same city. He's going off for work for like a month or so until August, and she's in another one. And in the time period that they've already been separated, neither of them have ever tried to make an effort to see each other in either one's city, which I think kind of speaks to their commitment. It is so, it literally, listen, I've had the talks. I've had the come to Jesus moments with her, and she just hasn't wanted to let him go until now. She's like, you know what? I kind of feel like this relationship has run its course. We've hooked up enough. It's been great. I think I'm done with this guy. And so because they're in separate cities, they don't have to face each other every day. They'll call each other every once in a while just to kind of like catch up on life because they have a friendship.
Oh, it's a cuffing relationship that never ended.
Yeah. That's actually a great way to put it.
Open-ended.
Oh, it was an overtime.
Yeah, it's a cuffing, like, you know, because it was during the winter months and you found like a snuggle buddy and then you got into spring and you just didn't really have the heart to cut the strings. And now here we are into summer and you're like, it's time to let this
but
go.
But aren't those discussed beforehand, before cuffing season? Don't you have that conversation saying, hey, this is on borrowed time right here?
No, not necessarily.
But it's a little bit more than that because it started out as them two going out on like actual dates. Like he was like, let me take you to dinner. And he was like shooting his shot for all intents and purposes. And she was just kind of like, oh, I'm good. Like this is, we can just keep this really lax.
7 months of shots is a lot of shots.
Yeah.
Michael Jordan ain't take that many shots.
He can have elbow problems, wrist problems, shoulder problems.
I know. I truly feel so bad for this boy. I'm like, you need to go. She's never going to give you what you want. So she's in her mind. She's like, I want this to come to an end. I want to stop stringing this guy along. Do you even need to break up at this point? Does she just do the slow fade? Does she call him up and say, hey, like next time you're in town, we're not seeing each other? It's because it's such a gray area relationship, she doesn't really know how to handle the end of it.
Is this even really a question, or is she just trying to get out of doing something that's uncomfortable?
You know what? That's a great point.
Okay. Because, I mean, for 7 months, I think, but I might be a dinosaur here. You guys are still dating. 7 months, that's an investment in somebody's life right there. You just don't go away.
No.
There has to be some kind of finish line.
I mean, I think she should. The right thing to do would be to send him some kind of something in writing or whatever to say
flowers.
That we're, yeah, something, anything, to say that we're technically done. But I feel like at the same time, she's kind of been telling him this entire time that she doesn't want him. And right. he kind of should have picked up on the signs by now. So if she were to just fade away, I don't think I would feel too bad for him.
I don't think dude is going to be shocked if he gets a text from her saying just something to the effect of, hey, we need to have a talk. He's already going to know what that is. So I don't think he's going to be shocked if she puts an end to this whole thing. After no, 7 months.
Some people can be pretty blinded by that stuff.
Yeah, they
like
can.
They, it's amazing how two people can look at the same relationship and see two completely different scenarios. And who knows what he's thinking as far. I mean, they've been together for 7 months. So maybe he just thinks this is what a type of committed relationship she wants.
She better say something before he proposed.
She owes him something.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we keep talking about ghosting, and I don't know what your timetable is for ghosting, but 7 months is way too long. That's an investment. So she at least owes him a 3-line text saying why they're not going to be together.
And the bare minimum. And maybe some daffodils with a little card that says, yeah. Hey, buddy, it's over.
It's a wrap.
Bye-bye.
The Burt Show.